Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas' heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. You hear nothing else I say tonight. Hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As the American taxpayer is on the hook for roughly $5 million a day to border wall building contractors, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is going to be hit with another wave of humanity very soon. Let's get an update from the region. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Close to a dozen Republican governors spent their Wednesday at the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. One of those, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who describes a surge of illegal immigrants at his state's southern border with Mexico.
The border sector in Yuma has had more than a 1,000% increase in apprehensions compared to last year, the highest increase among all sectors. The Tucson sector has seen more than a 200% increase in apprehensions.
The Biden administration claims they are deporting more illegal immigrants and have repeatedly stated the border is closed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Just days after Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, a conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. It turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like CRT materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers, public school boards. Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that when the Department of Justice classifies unruly parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, it threatens free speech.
Genuine protests. For example, in New York now, there are parents who are getting together to protest against critical race theory, which is really uncritical race theory. That is, if you criticize race theory or if you criticize anybody who promotes race theory, you're regarded as a racist. So parents object to that, and they should object to it. If I were a parent, I would object to propagandizing my students in school. And they have a perfect right to do that. What they don't have a right to do is threaten to hurt or to do violence to teachers or to administrators. And that's a line that I would hope the Justice Department would keep clearly in mind, at the same time always erring on the side of permitting freedom of expression, even if it's unruly.
Former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we're going to have John Vandemore with us. This is, you know, the first time that I'm aware of that he's been able to have... you know, more than an 8-second soundbite to tell his story. He has written a new book called Rig Justice, How the College Admissions Scandal Ruined an Innocent Man's Life. John Vandemore is on the phone with us right now. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, John, I guess I'm right here. I mean, this is probably the first time that you've been able to tell your story and take more than an 8-second soundbite to break this down. And, of course, this book is part of the process for you, a bit cathartic, I think you might admit, but needed, because you needed to be able to get the whole truth and nothing but out there, right?
That's true. It's true. It was really cathartic for me. I didn't realize when I first started writing this how it was going to help me so much personally, but it really did.
Well, the media had set this up and bracketed it in such a way that everything about you was bad. Explain to our audience your side and how this came about.
Sure. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is looking at the perspective of the case, in my case in particular. For me, I was the only coach or the only person in this whole scenario that I know of that didn't take any of the money. For me, I thought I was doing my job by having a guy like Rick Singer bring in recruits into my program, but not only recruits, but also donations as well. So I thought I was really doing my job well, that I was bringing in recruits and donations too. All the money.
Because that's what the university expects you to do. John, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure people are tracking here. This is what the university expects you to do, right? Raise money, bring in recruits.
Exactly. Yep. That's how I support my program.
Right. Okay, so I want people to understand that this is how the system works. And so here it is. You've got somebody who's helping you to that end, and you think everything's kosher, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I was doing the right thing for my team, my student athletes, and for the school that I was representing. Mm-hmm.
Now, for 11 years, you were this Stanford University sailing coach, and so this had been going on. Had anybody from, you know, the administration, the university, parents complain about what was going on, or you know, help bring into question maybe there was something there that you weren't aware of?
No, not at all. In fact, it was kind of the exact opposite. I would kept being encouraged by the university employees that I was doing the right thing.
So here it is. You're rolling along, and then suddenly, what brings this to light?
So the first kind of depth of bringing all this to light is when the FBI and IRS show up on my doorstep at 7:30 one morning. And it was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was, I was so scared
to
have them there. And I was scared because I was really confused. I didn't know why they were there and why they would want to talk to me. But I was a good person. So I opened the door and I let them in and I sat them down at the table. I offered them coffee and water and so on. And I had no idea that they were there to put me into all of this.
They never declared up front what they were investigating. They just, hey, we're here to have a cup of coffee with you.
Essentially, yes. They walked in saying, look, we just want to ask you a few questions about admissions and athletics and so on. And I was like, okay, sure. That sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do.
Right. And of course, you're going into this. You're seeing yourself, hey, you're a good guy in this. Were you offered money along the way during the 11-year period that you were involved in this?
No, not at all. And with Rick, I was only involved. With Rick Singer, I only talked to him and met with him probably about six times total, a span of about 2 years, 2.5 years. And that's it. So, no, I was never offered any money.
So you're of clear conscience. You're sitting with the FBI, and they're asking questions, and you're not sure where they're coming from. And I'm sure they must have picked up on that you were not engaged to the level as Rick Singer and others were.
Yeah, in fact, during the interview, they kept saying that, oh, you know, we think you're a good guy, and, you know, you have such a nice family here and everything else. They made me kind of feel a little bit comfortable in a way.
Right. Well, that's the way they do it. I mean, you know, they don't want somebody adversarial. They want you relaxed so that maybe you might say something that they can hold you to later on, and then now you're involved in a process crime, right? Not anything that you legitimately did. It's just that you incorrectly answered a question without having the advantage of an attorney right there as they're asking questions, taking full advantage. Yeah, this is what they do. I mean, and, you know, so what you've gone through. So you go through this. How long a period were they there at your home?
Oh, they were there for, I would say, about 2 hours, questioning me.
So they went through a couple of pots of coffee at your expense, going through all this. So after a couple of hours, then what was the final goodbye? I mean, everything's fine. Everything, you know, how did they present the exit?
Well, you know, it was really almost just as confusing as the hello, because as we walked, as they kind of finished up and wrapped up their interview, I was like, well, am I being charged with anything? Am I in trouble? And they're like, well, we don't know, but it's probably a good idea for you to get a lawyer. And my response was,
after 2 hours, right?
yeah. This is the sum culmination of this. And, you know, I've never had a lawyer in my life, nor did I take any of the money, right? So I don't have any money. Right. I was paid well at Stanford, but I live in California. It's pretty expensive.
Exactly.
And they said, well, you know, we can help you with that. You have to fill out some financial disclosure forms, and we think the federal prosecution in Boston will give you a court-appointed lawyer. And I was like, great. And so I did all that work, did that. And I was convinced at the time that they really wanted me to witness against Rick Singer. I had gotten some advice and described all of this to a friend of mine who was a federal agent. And he said, it sounds like they want you to maybe witness. But, of course, they played everything close to the vest, and that was not the case.
Exactly. So they, with all the publicity that this was getting, you know, they threw the net out and they wanted to look like heroes in all this. And look at all the people that we have we've brought to justice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're one of the best
at your yeah, of course. You're from Stanford. I mean, you're the Stanford University sailing coach. Boy, the target is all over your back, and you're quite the jewel for their investigation to be able to say, look at, we toppled this incredible thing that was happening at Stanford University of all places. This had to be really tough, you know, on you and your family and the university, the way this was all being operating process, and we'll get into more detail. We're talking with John Vandemore. He is actually the first one to be, I guess, to be convicted is what they're saying now. So we'll talk more about
Rip Justice. Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, I know you've been hearing a lot about the college admissions scandal and Varsity Blues, as you'll recall, the way it was titled. And this book, Rigged Justice, is how this scandal ruined an innocent man's life. This is his testimony. to everybody so that it's beyond an 8-second soundbite, beyond a narrative from a social media entity that's more concerned about clicks. We could care less about the clicks. What we care is about the truth. And we appreciate John coming on the show, being vulnerable to talk about his book, Rigged Justice, and talk about what happened to him, because what happened to him could happen to any one of us. As we were talking off air, I said, look at what happened to Mike Flynn, a 3-star general. You know, they backed him in a corner on a process issue. Even that, you know, some of the FBI agents said, well, he really didn't lie, but that's what they got him for. You know, they kind of forced him into a situation that lied, you know, into what they could say was a lie. But is it a lie when, you know, a couple of the witnesses there on the FBI said it wasn't a lie necessarily? Jerome Corsi, a good friend of ours who was brought into that net, was put in the same predicament, John, and they told him that he needed to lie about something, and his wife pretty much told him, said, you know, because Jerome's a man of faith, and she told him, she said, honey, you know, I would much rather that you stand on your principles as a man of God and go to jail than for you to be free knowing that you lied. I would think so much less of you as my husband if you went along with what the FBI was trying to force you to do. Fortunately, his stance on the truth was a bit intimidating back at the FBI. They didn't know what to do with it, so then they just kind of walked away from it. But in your particular case, this was such a celebrated case, Varsity Blues. Everybody was hearing about this. We had celebrities, you know, that were in the crosshairs. Here you, Stanford, the crown jewel, I mean, of this deal. I mean, SC was involved with this. Here's these top-notch universities that are being accused of, you know, rigging the system and having people, you know, participate in athletics that they weren't even attending, and they were getting credit, they were being allowed to get into the university and all this sort of thing. But in your particular case, for 11 years as a sailing coach, you worked with Rick Singer, but you didn't get any money. You didn't really have any connection with the nefarious dealings of Rick Singer. And this was clear in your testimony, but the FBI, they had to, you know, they had to convict you because, you know, this is what they do, right?
Yeah. It's really what they do. And they really wanted Stanford's name in all this. That's what was the most important to them. It wasn't me as a human being.
Right. And so they wanted to bruise up Stanford, which they did, and you paid the price. You get fired from your job, a job that you love to do. You're out. Your students and athletes who knew and loved you, are their heads are spinning. Your associate coaches were, you know, the athletic coaches all hang together, and you've got a fraternity there, in a sense. And they're, you know, they're confused because they know you to be, you know, a very honest and very, you know, credible individual. And you got caught up in this. And they're, you know, according to the narrative that the FBI is putting out there and the media is putting out there, not presenting the truth, the whole truth, because it's all about clicks and all about getting attention. They really misrepresent your case altogether. And, of course, the FBI doing what it does, they back you in a corner. They know that you're not so healed that you can handle, you know, millions of dollars worth of legal fees to defend yourself. You're out there, you and your family. And so, you know, here's the off-ramp that most people would have taken to say, okay, you know, I've got to admit to this. I got to admit to participating in something that I know I didn't, but I've got to cut my losses. And this is what, I mean, this just seems to be so unconstitutional and so un-American that a fellow citizen would be, you know, would be treated like this, John.
It's true. And I think a big part of it is that the system and the prosecution is so set up that it's really hard to be able to defend yourself. And I think that was one of the biggest things in my choice to plead guilty, was that I had no way to really defend myself. I didn't have all the evidence that they collected and they kind of set up. And, you know, what no one's really talking about is Singer's iPhone notes. He took 70 pages of these notes on his phone, and all of them were talking about how the FBI is kind of forcing him to say the things to me that he would never say. And it's just unreal to think that it was all set up against me that way.
Well, this is total collusion, is it not? And I mean, this seems to be, you know, what we're hearing more and more, what the FBI has been doing. That's what they do. They set things up. I mean, whether, you know, you're getting some kidnappers involved with, you know, the kidnapping of Michigan's governor, their participation in January 6th. I mean, it's on and on, the manipulation and interference the FBI is participating in. And real citizens, quality individuals, and you know, in talking to you, John, I mean, I can just sense from your heart that you're the kind of person that we want to be involved with our kids, that we want to be coaching, you know, our kids. And for something like this to happen to you, it could happen to any of the coaches.
It really could, and that was one of the biggest reasons why I wrote the book, is that I wanted this to be a cautionary tale to protect themselves, because Stanford is not going to protect you, or any major university is not going to protect their staff. They need to be able to protect themselves to do that, and to learn from what my experience was and my mistakes.
Was that disheartening for you, that your own school, that Stanford, just took two giant steps away from you and let you fall?
It was devastating to me, because all the things that I was there to teach the student athletes of having the tough conversation face to face and you know, owning up and taking responsibility kind of fell short in their case with me. They fired me by email. I think there was no real consideration of the student athletes who become now collateral damage. They're treated poorly on campus and questions and everything else. They don't deserve that at all. They did nothing wrong. And it's tough that the university wasn't there for them, and certainly tough they weren't there for me.
John, have the students reached out to you, some of your former athletes? Because they know
you. They have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, I will say one really sweet moment that warms my heart is that I was still in Boston on March 12th pleading guilty, and a bunch of students came with flowers to my house on campus for my wife. And that meant the world to me, that they were there to support her in a really tough day for her family. So that tells you, you know, that there's really good people out there.
Well, this is the problem for people that do not believe in the truth. The truth always prevails. Sometimes it's hard to get through it, as you and your family and your wife, you know, that you have been enduring in all this. But, I mean, there are some, in my estimation, some incredible, you know, benefits, even though maybe it just seems so bad on one end, the other end, the takeaway on the other side. So for you, what are some of those, you know, beneficial takeaways? And yes, you're out of a job, and, you know, you had to move on with your life, and, you know, they sentenced you to, what you've got, 2 years supervised release, a $10,000 fine. I mean, a $10,000 fine for somebody that took no money, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, because if you'd have taken a lot of money or anything like that, I mean, even the fine tells you that this is silly on its face, just in my humble opinion, the way I look at it, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, the biggest takeaways were being able to put things in perspective. And I've been able to do that now and surround myself with a community that supports me, is loyal to me. I'm loyal to them. You know, we can look each other in the eye and have those tough conversations. And that's what matters to me in life now, not climbing the ladder anymore.
Well, John, thank God you didn't sell yourself out, that you were true to yourself on every level. This is just one of those unfortunate things that happened to you and your family. I just pray that, I believe, I'm a man of faith, and I believe in Almighty God that squares up these issues in a way that what may seem very short on one end, God redeems on the other. And that's my prayer for you and your family, John Vandemore. And thank you for the book. Thank you for your vulnerability to come on the show and talk about rigged justice.
Can I get a weight reading on the CAT and exam 3?
Missouri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved
move to a farm.
Cattail checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, October marks National Pasta Month, huh? Who doesn't like pasta? You're out of here. Everybody loves pasta. It's a month-long celebration of pasta, so we got plenty of time to manja and to your heart's content, your pasta style. There's no better way to kick off the fall season than with the launch of National Pasta Month and the fall pasta trends that go with it. Now, here to guide us through these trends is Chef and National Pasta Association spokesperson, Chef Rosario De Niro. Chef, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Hey, I'll tell you, you got my attention. You mentioned pasta, anything like that, and I'm with you, so I can't wait. Let's talk about National Pasta Month. What is it all about?
Well, it's all about sharing and spreading the love and the passion for pasta, and the love and passion for cooking with pasta that, of course, you know, I do it every day, and I'm sure maybe you do too, but this month especially is a great time to share all this wonderful love and passion for pasta with the whole world.
Yeah, what is it about pasta? I mean, it seems mystical. Is there something about, you know, good pasta, a good glass of wine, and great company? And, boy, that's just like a little bit of heaven, isn't it?
Yes, it's quintessential comfort food. Pasta is ancient. it goes back to you know, the dark times in memory, thousands of years. So it's quintessential. It's very friendly, easy to make. It adapts to all kind of diets. Mm-hmm. It's delicious and it's nutritious. So what else can you ask to pasta? And the wonderful thing about pasta is that you can make pasta with all kind of an infinite amount of ingredients and sauces, but also pasta itself comes in hundreds of different shapes and different recipes, like, you know, wheat pasta or ancient grain or whole wheat or pasta made with legumes, pasta made with rice. So there's no end to it. That's why it's so popular.
Exactly. Well, it really, just like you say, fits into every lifestyle, and it's a foundation for lots of creativity, and especially for those that enjoy. There's just something about pasta. You know, when you're cooking pasta, it draws people into the kitchen, and it really is, in a way, kind of a conversation starter, because there's just something about it that pasta magnetizes people around the kitchen, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. When you cook pasta, first of all, it's so easy to make and to cook and affordable that you can have a large family. You can have a delicious pasta meal for every budget. So, and like you said, with a glass of wine and a healthy lifestyle, pasta is the perfect ingredient. It's the perfect food, especially because the sauce is really up to you. So you can choose the healthiest extra virgin olive oil, or you can have, if you want something rich and delicious, like brown butter, or you can have a cream sauce, or you can have a tomato sauce, or you can have a meat sauce or seafood. Mm-hmm. So it really fits every budget and every appetite and every diet.
Chef, I want you to give up your secret on how to cook up the best pasta, because that's the foundation, right? And sometimes people, you know, they undercook it, they overcook it. What is the right way, and what do you add to the pasta while it's in the pot, or do you add anything at all?
Right. Well, let me tell you. First of all, it's no secret. I'm making it public now, and it's all the information is in our website, which is sharethepasta.org. But my techniques, which they are in my website there, are these. First of all, get some nice amount of boiling water, and you put a little salt once it boils, and then you cook the pasta according to packaging directions. So let's say the package say cook it for 10 minutes. I usually cook it for 9 minutes. So I cut like a minute off to make sure my pasta is al dente. And then, this is the secret, Bill, that is going to make you, people are going to love your pasta. I save like half a cup, or depending on how many people, of pasta water.
Okay.
Strain it. So once you strain the pasta, and then you mix it with your sauce of your choice. Could be a simple aglio olio, or a tomato sauce, or a meat sauce, whatever you like. And then I finish the last minute to cook the pasta in the sauce, and I add a little of pasta water. That makes it more creamy, because the pasta water has some starches.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You have perfect pasta. And pasta that is al dente, which I just recommended, is also good for you, because it means that the carbohydrates are going to be broken down slowly, and the glycemic index is lower, and the pasta is is better for you, because less amount will satisfy you more.
Now, explain to the audience, you know, they hear al dente. A lot of times people act like they know what you're talking about. What do you mean exactly when you say pasta al dente?
Yeah, al dente means, in Italian, dente is tooth, so to the tooth. So it means that it's a little, you can feel the bite, okay? Mm. Now, everybody has a different perception, so that's the beauty of pasta, that for me, al dente, 20 minutes, let's say 9 minutes, for you it might mean 10 minutes. But what it means is you have to feel it under your teeth. It cannot be mushy. Pasta, one of the beauties of pasta is that if you cook it al dente, it adds an extra dimension to your dish. In other words, it adds texture to the dish, which is always an extra parameter, an extra level of enjoyment if there is a little texture.
Yeah, I mean, because you can, like you say, if it's overcooked and mushy, it kind of loses its taste and you say texture as well, because you know texture helps develop and give us that taste, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the pasta itself has a great fragrance. You know, I love when I cook pasta. Just the aroma spreads around the house. You say it makes people gather around the kitchen. Partially, it's the pasta itself. It's the smell of the wheat that is cooking. And if you cook it al dente, you will keep that kind of a flavor. You can also use ancient grain pasta or whole wheat pasta. It will have even more flavor. And then, of course, if you make a delicious sauce, also the fragrance of the sauce and the fragrance of the pasta and everything gets together is the magic moment.
Chef, you mentioned when we're boiling the water itself, all you do is you just put a little bit of salt in there. You're not putting any oil or anything like that, right?
Yes. No, I don't put any oil unless I have to make a pasta salad. Because what I want, I don't want the oil to coat the pasta. So what I want is when I strain my pasta and I put it back in the sauce, the pasta, especially the bronze, the pasta that is kind of artisanal, it absorbs the sauce, and that's what makes it delicious. Now, if you put oil in the water, it's going to make the pasta more impermeable, more, it's not going to allow the pasta to absorb as much sauce as it would without the oil.
Exactly. He is the chef and National Pasta Association spokesperson, Chef Rosario Del Nero. And it is National Pasta Association, or actually October is National Pasta Month. And so time to celebrate and time to manja. Good eating to everybody. Chef, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You take care.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk about getting our country back on track, and I cannot help but think and seriously about this, and you know, you've heard me talk about the Constitution time and again, is that if we re-embraced the founding principles that were presented in the U.S. Constitution, it would go a long way in getting this country back on track. And maybe this is why I appreciate the passion of Judge Douglas Ginsburg, who's been on with us many times in talking about the Constitution, and now he's taking it to a whole new level during this month of October as we kick off Civics Awareness Month. Remember that in school when we used to have civics classes? I mean, whatever happened to that? And, of course, you wonder why we're off track, and maybe because we've disconnected from these foundational principles that are so vital to the future of our country and to the future of the next generations that follow. Well, Judge Ginsburg has taken 100 questions from the U.S. citizenship test. He's made 100 two-minute videos and provides the why behind each one, along with a teacher's guide, downloadable flashcards, and more, all free to anyone on the educational website that we'll tell you about in just a moment. Your Honor, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill, so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, Judge, I'll tell you, yes, go ahead.
You've described civics fundamentals to a T.
Yeah. Well, this is foundational. This is what's missing. And I believe, you know, again, my business background takes me to always ask that question, where did we make the wrong turn to end up where we are right now? Because I believe a majority of Americans are not real happy where this country is right now. And the general consensus is that we're off track and we're like, you know, we're almost like somebody drowning, just scrambling, trying to get some sort of bearing here until somebody can come in and save us and get us on dry land to help us realize where the heck we've lost our way.
Well, we were endowed with a constitution that expects us to be and allows us to be a self-governing people, and we just cannot survive as a democratic republic if we have an electorate that is so uninformed about the operations of government, about what their rights are, about how the Constitution works, how it constrains the national government and leaves breathing space for the states and individuals. And These are not mysterious or difficult concepts. The 100 questions on the naturalization exam are things that are very basic. Oh, well, let's say fundamental. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
yes.
Fundamental. So and having an electorate that is not fully informed on this is tragic. Right now, people being graduated from high school at 18 years of age, they can vote. And they do vote, and they vote more and more as they get older. But if they are recent graduates, they may have had no exposure to civics instruction in middle school or high school. If they were graduated 10 years ago, maybe they had some. 20 years ago, I don't know. And so we went from a situation where it was an essential part of the core curriculum to one where now just a few states require passing a civics class in high school to get a diploma. Just a few.
And well, the question,
in the last few years have they reinstated that.
Yeah.
So there's a recognition that we are in a bad place here, that we need to have a more informed electorate. We need people who know what their rights are, what their obligations are as citizens, and what the powers of the federal government are and what they are not. So this is absolutely essential, and we need to get back there. We were there, we need to get back there.
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you talked about in terms of, you know, self-governed. And self-govern really brings into play self-responsibility, doesn't it? And I think these are some of the things that are absolutely core. And that's where that is the launch pad right there, is that in order to have self-governance, you've got to have self-responsibility. They go hand in glove, don't they?
Well, they do. And the basic is for a citizen to vote. But beyond that, there are opportunities to participate in our civic life, as simple as being part of a political party or other organization, going to town hall meetings, going to school board meetings if you have kids in the school, voicing your opinion, and possibly running for office. These are all ways in which to participate in our self-governance experiment. And by the way, they're all answers to one of the questions on the civics exam about how one can participate in civic life. So it's too bad that people need to be reminded of this, but many of us do, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. Including elected officials, Your Honor. There are many elected officials that could not pass this 100-question test, sadly.
Well, there are certainly members of the Congress, I would say particularly in the House, who do not understand the limits of the powers of the federal government. And they propose bills that would be, you know, just totally out of keeping with our system. Of course, those bills don't get passed, or if they do, they get examined as to whether they're even constitutional. But that itself reflects a problem with some. One of the new members of Congress elected for the first time in 2018, I think, said, I am ready to go to Washington and start signing bills. Well, it's not the way it works, is it?
Yeah.
The president signs the bill.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a pretty basic misunderstanding by someone who is now a member of the Congress.
Yeah. That person should be disqualified from the get-go or sent to some reorientation of how the Constitution works, because they make that kind of statement and people who are not aware just kind of go along with that and they think it's okay until somebody says, well, that's not the way it works.
Right, but you know, they elected this representative. It was too late.
Yes, exactly.
When they heard that. They weren't asking the right questions during the candidacy to see if their candidate understood what the role of a congressman is. And they weren't doing that because they either don't know or are not engaged. So we need to remedy this situation.
Exactly.
And
Media
is a great medium for young people in particular, and we do hope that that the teachers will use this widely, again, free to the teachers as well, along with the supplemental materials, because video is the way young people have learned increasingly. Short videos, that's what we're offering, but you can pack a lot of interesting information into a 2 or 2.5 minute video.
Yeah, can you imagine if
there's techniques, graphics, and all sorts of things?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt here, Judge, but I'm all in on this. I just can imagine what could happen in classrooms across the country if the teachers allowed for maybe a 10-15 minute daily participation and involvement with this program that you've made absolutely free to them. I mean, can you imagine what this would do, you know, for these young kids?
There's no question about it, and it's not just preaching to them in any way. These are the questions where the questions and the answers came from the government, you know, as a test for people to become a citizen. This is not a partisan thing. But we also have for the teachers suggested questions for discussion. So if you went exactly as you said and took 15 minutes or even 10 minutes of a class hour each day for a semester, ran 100 videos and spent 10 minutes with discussion and even a little bit of debate among the students, it would be a great experience for them. They would come out stimulated, well-informed, and asking for more.
Boy, that would raise the level of awareness even at home with the parents. Could you imagine the dinner conversations that would take place now on this? Because this is going to...
Because that's what happened. I'm told by people who have watched the Constitution series that I did for PBS. It was meant for grades 7 to 12, and the kids brought it home and talked about it with their parents and got them engaged. And often then looked at it, watched the program. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a true gift, Judge Ginsburg, what you're giving to the American people and to our kids, and to the teachers. I mean, absolutely free. How can they access this educational website, and is it available just for teachers, or can parents access this as well?
It is free to anyone at civicsfundamentals.org. For someone who wants to become a citizen, someone who wants to brush up on their civics education, for teachers and for students who want to do it directly, or parents, anyone, at civicsfundamentals.org, all you have to do is register so that we know how many people are using it and so that we can later ask, you know, what's your opinion? How did it go?
Right. Yes, exactly.
We can improve it.
Mm-hmm. So you're considering...
There's no problem accessing it, free to everybody.
Well, that's great. What a true gift that you're offering to us, and I cannot thank you enough for this. I am a lifelong constitutionalist. I love the Constitution. I believe it's something, you may have heard me say this before, Judge, that I think it's something that several times a year we ought to get around, you know, like important holidays like the 4th of July and, you know, maybe even Memorial Day or any time you can get an excuse. And just read the Constitution amongst your friends, your neighbors, your family. And I've found when I have done that, it's been extremely encouraging and uplifting for everybody involved.
There are often times when I go back to the Constitution and find something I didn't remember or realize.
So, well, Judge Douglas Ginsburg has been our guest. Judge, Your Honor, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final